Hi, my name's Rob Chiaroli, and I'm a business and life coach with almost 30 years of sales, marketing, and management experience. My business is Grapes to Grange Business and Executive Coaching. Today we're looking at the five principles of success. Five principles of success is a really great formula to increasing the results you're getting in life right now. The first principle of success is to know your outcome. So many people go through their lives just getting whatever turns up, just taking whatever comes to them, just rolling with life. I remember talking to a client recently. "So what is it that you'd be doing in 12 months?" I asked. "Where are you and your business going to be in 12 months' time?" She said, "I don't know. I'll be doing pretty much the same as I am today, I guess." I couldn't believe it. And being a coach, I had to pursue it. And I said, "What do you mean, I guess? What are your goals?" She said, "I don't have goals." I found that this was so very surprising, but the fact is that so many people don't set goals. A lot of people, in fact, spend more time planning their holidays than they do their lives. And I firmly believe that if you truly want to become the master of your destiny, then the very first thing that you must know is what your dreams are. You've got to figure out what it is in your life, not just what you want ultimately when you get to the end of your life, but what you want moment to moment, day to day, to experience. And whatever you're doing, whatever your field of endeavor is, whether it's with family or friends, at work, exercising, whatever you're doing, it's really worth taking a moment and asking, "Hold on, what's my outcome here? What is it I'm looking to achieve out of this situation?" You could be having a challenge, and what happens is for some people, they get caught up in the challenge and they forget to ask themselves, "What outcome am I really looking for?" They get so bogged down in doing, problem, that it seems like all they have is problem. So the first principle of success is to know your outcome. So no matter what situation you're in, no matter how challenging, and of course it's going to be challenging, life comes with challenges built into it, is to realize that your focus needs to be on what outcome you're looking for. What happens if you move your focus from problem, to knowing your outcome and getting very clear about it? You're doing and giving yourself even more of an opportunity to achieve that outcome. Now, you could be using this information in sales, relationships, in your own life. Whatever your field of endeavor, you can ask yourself, "Okay, what's the outcome I'm truly looking for?" Second principle for success is you have got to take action. There is simply no substitute for this in terms of producing the results you want in your life or business. I absolutely believe that all of these techniques have value in that moment when we decide to apply them. Will Rogers, the actor and social commentator, once said that even if you're on the right track, you will get run over if you only just sit there. And that kind of makes sense. The best laid plans will only ever sit on the kitchen bench unless you get out there and just take action. The best known people will never get known if they just sit or wait or want or wish for things to be different. They must get up and they must start applying these great ideas. I don't think anything can replace it. Now, in terms of creating success by taking action, it doesn't have to be massive action. I think massive change is great for somebody who is particularly confident and who has a history of what's called a number of reference points for success. However, smaller steps are absolutely fine. It's just about setting the little steps, the steps known as Kaizen steps, the Japanese principle of continuous improvement, because I believe that it is what you do consistently that will get you there in the end. Now, the next success principle is what is called sensory awareness or sensory acuity. Sensory acuity is the ability to know whether what you're doing, that the actions you are taking, are effective. And effectiveness is measured in terms of whether the actions are moving you closer to your goals or not. Is it producing the results you're wanting to or not? Now, to me, this is where you have to be fairly aware and fairly tuned. You need to train your awareness to pay attention. Because if you're not being effective and you just keep doing it, it's pretty much insanity. The definition of insanity for me is to continually do the same thing over and over and expect a different outcome. For me, if I'm noticing or if I'm working with a client and notice that they're doing something that is creating movement or busyness but isn't moving them closer to their goals, I'm going to want to assist them to realize that, to have the sensory acuity to realize that they need to be willing to adjust their behavior, to be willing to adjust their direction that they're taking. Now, given that, the next step, the fourth principle of success, is to have sufficient behavioral flexibility in terms of producing the results you want in your life. Now, you're going out and taking action, and you know the outcome you want, so you're on track with that, and your sensory awareness, sensory acuity, tells you you're not actually on that track. Now, this can be tough for some people when they first start learning it, having the behavioral flexibility to say to yourself, hold on, this isn't working. I now need to change what I'm doing. I don't know about you, but just think for a moment. Do you know somebody who maybe for years or even decades has done the same thing or stuck in the same job or role, knowing, having the sensory acuity in knowing that it's not working, it's not right, and yet not having the behavioral flexibility to do something about it and create a change for whatever reason? So you've got to be willing to have the behavioral flexibility to create the change so that the momentum keeps going, so that you keep doing something every day to keep you moving towards your goals and dreams, and then fine-tuning the direction if you need to. The fifth and final element, I believe, in terms of the five principles of success, are having a psychology and a physiology of excellence. Now, what is physiology? Our physiology is our body. It's our body language. It's the way we hold ourselves, how we breathe, how we stand, which direction our eyes go. Are they focused down or are they focused up? Do we breathe deeply? Do we have a sad face, an open face, whatever? They're all components of our physiology. And our psychology is our self-talk, our attitude, our beliefs, our values, everything within. Combining these two to have a physiology and a psychology of excellence would be, to me, the physiology and psychology where every fiber of me, every part of me is driven towards, is focused on, and has clarity around where I'm heading. And that's an amazing state to be in. So if you want to create the most in terms of results, you need to hold your body in a way that's going to produce these results. For example, if you're a leader or a public speaker and you're going speaking to a group of people, you're not going to want to roll up and slumped over, looking down, breathing shallowly, sighing with your body faced away from the audience, are you? Of course not. You're going to want to have a physiology that's absolutely appropriate for the context of which you're operating in at that moment. So if you're public speaking or if you're speaking to a potential client, you're going to want your physiology to be projecting enthusiasm, to be projecting a sense of empowerment and confidence and certainty about yourself. And to me, that's one of the keys to getting really extraordinary results. People are naturally attracted to that type of physiology in others. They like to see a sense of certainty in somebody else. So we've talked about the five principles of success. Firstly, you're going to want to know your outcome. Secondly, take action. Thirdly, have the sensory acuity to know or not if you're producing the results you want. And then to have the behavioural flexibility, so if you're not producing the results you want, you can change your behaviour as often as needed until you're back on track. And then finally, remember to always operate from that physiology and psychology of excellence to give you the absolute best opportunity to succeed. Now, everything I've just shared with you and looked at, will that guarantee your results? I don't think so. But do you think it would increase your odds? Absolutely. I hope you've learned something new from this audio and that we'll share it with family and friends so that they too can benefit from this information. Thank you for listening.